She was a disciple. Tabitha, also called Dorcas, was devoted to good works and to acts of charity. And she was a disciple. Folks who think that women aren't supposed to be ministers don't like it, but this isn't a maybe she was, maybe she wasn't scenario. The Bible calls Dorcas a disciple. The Greek word methetria is the feminine equivalent of the masculine word methetes. Both mean disciple. Feminine and masculine forms of the word don't downgrade or raise the value of one over the other. Dorcas was a disciple, period. She's one of many significant and strong women in the Bible. Elizabeth, Mary, Mary Magdalene, Lydia, Priscilla, Junia, and Dorcas. Arguments that still try to say that women cannot be priests or pastors or ministers, or any theology that attempts to subjugate women, tell women to be submissive, or define anything about what women can and cannot do is just plain wrong. So Dorcas, the disciple, cared for others. When she died, the other disciples called for Peter, who prayed and called for her to get up. She did. People saw that she was alive and they believed. Tabitha, a Hebrew name, and Dorcas, its Greek equivalent mean gazelle. Dorcas was respected and loved by those in Joppa. She was loved and respected by Jewish people and Gentile people. That's why her name is listed in this reading in both Hebrew and Greek. That Dorcas was a disciple seems to break the rules of some Christian denominations today. She was a leader of men and women. That definitely broke the rules of the culture where Dorcas was a disciple. And that's just the beginning. There's a lot of rule breaking in today's Bible reading. When Dorcas died, those who served her thought she must be some kind of mistake. They sent for Peter, who arrived before she was to be buried. He prayed and told her to get up. She came back from the dead. What could be bigger than that? Maybe nothing, but there's something else. Woven into this resurrection account is the reality of broken rules to include people thought to be on the outside of or being unworthy of being God's people. First one we know, Dorcas was a woman. And the Bible describes her as a disciple. Dorcas, also known as Tabitha, also didn't let the Jewish Gentile territory stop her from helping widows and others who needed care and clothing. She showed love for the ones everyone seemed to forget. She broke the rules by associating equally with people who didn't respect the equality of the other. Then, after Dorcas came back to life, Peter went to live in the home of Simon, a tanner. Tanners worked with dead flesh. They were considered unclean and lived outside the law standards. Peter broke the rules by living in Simon's home. The authorities called someone who earned a living doing what Simon did unclean. Unclean, ritually unclean, detestable, an abomination, all of that. Some would say that the rules say that women cannot be disciples. Dorcas was a disciple. Some would say that the rules forbid social interaction between Jews and Gentiles. Dorcas, also known as Tabitha, didn't care. Some have said that to touch the flesh of a dead animal makes someone ritually unclean. Peter lived with one who was ritually unclean. Women, tanners, Jews, Gentiles, everyone is included. If the rules dictate ways to keep people out of or to gain power over a person or a group of people, then they're bad rules. If the rules are used as a reason to exclude, then I'm an advocate for breaking rules. They are bad rules. And before anyone starts thinking, but what about insert phrase here, I think that rules that protect people by keeping good boundaries are good and right and necessary. We need to follow rules of common decency, respecting each person as a person of value. Don't bomb people. Don't shoot people. Don't use violence to try to get your point across come to mind. Those are good rules. Another might be, when someone breaks those rules, don't turn relief efforts or words of support into political weapons used to find some way to gain power. Another might be, don't try to enforce your religious rules on someone who doesn't follow your religion. We have, however, too many rules that have nothing to do with the common decency or protecting folks from danger. They just have to do with territory and don't you dare join my club mentality. Those are bad rules. Cruel, mean-spirited, and get off my lawn, and if you have the wrong skin color and you don't have your papers on you, I'm going to kick you out. Rules are terrible. Rules based on ignorance and fear about who is going to go into the bathroom someone else thinks they should be in are unconscionable. Rules that oppress the weak and powerless in our society are wrong. Rules that seek to silence the voices of the oppressed and the marginalized are terrible. I'm an advocate for breaking those. Yes, I'm an advocate for breaking rules like those. When rules get in the way of being a people who live and breathe love, they need to be broken. Dorcas devoted her life to good works and acts of charity. She cared for widows and made clothing for them. Not respecting any Jewish-Gentile boundaries was rule-breaking, but her hospitality and care weren't rule-breaking at all. They were rule-following. The two rules, right? Love God, love one another. Widows live at high risk of not having a place to stay and food to eat. With no husband, often there was nobody to care for them. Dorcas reached out in kindness to people in need. If rules ever keep us from reaching out in kindness to people in need, then those rules need to be broken. We can learn from the account of the resurrection of Dorcas what we really already know as followers of Jesus. Everyone is included. No one is excluded. And following the example of Dorcas and Peter, we can live that out. And if at any time there are systems, guidelines, or rules that dictate that we must exclude, take power from, exploit, harm, divide, or reject anyone, we can live out unconditional love by breaking rules. That's life-giving. Amen.